And welcome. Connie Reagan Green here with another episode of Prestabilious, Excellence in Marketing. I still love the word prestabilious. It means extraordinary, outstanding. It's from Latin. And I was searching for the perfect, and I don't use the word perfect or seek it out very often, except in nature, but I was seeking out at the time a perfect word to describe what I wanted to share. And prestabilious came upon me, and there it is. And I actually got it from Stan Lee, if you know who that was, someone I admire and followed while he was alive and even now spend time reading and thinking about him and his impact in my life. I want to talk about a few different things today. I have a few things on my list when I do my webinars or my podcast or most anything that I'm doing, live presentations. I have a bulleted list, and that way I can recall some things that I want to talk about without having prepared it in written form in advance. And the main thing I want to talk about today is reaching outside your niche for ideas and disruptions and disruptors. So first of all, what do I mean by a disruptor? It's something that you do, sometimes by accident, but most likely on purpose, that's very different from what anyone else in your business is doing. I've been a disruptor quite a few times over the past 16 years. I've been online since 2006, and it's now 2022, and I've been a disruptor. In the beginning, it was by accident, and finally, I learned how to do it a little bit more on purpose. So when we disrupt the marketplace, we're searching for something that no one else is doing, or maybe a few people are doing it, but they're not making a big deal about it. They're not marketing themselves in such a way that it would be noticeable. So think about what you do, how you do it, and how you can disrupt the marketplace. One way that I did it was by asking people to reply to my emails, and I would write back to them. I would build relationships via emails through my email list. And people liked that because when they would come to me and they would be interested in buying something either from me, something I created, something I was doing, or through an affiliate link, something someone else was doing, I would say, did you ask that person about it? Did you reach out to somebody else that you thought you might be working with? And I would encourage them to do so, knowing full well that most of the time those emails just went into cyberspace and the person didn't respond, or even if the person saw them, they were pretending that it was oh so cool to not be responsive to their list, and as a result, they didn't have a responsive list. So just think about what you're doing. So also, we want to reach outside our niche for ideas, and every other industry is doing something that you can latch on to, something that you can incorporate into what you do in your business. And an example I will give is from real estate. So I have that background in real estate. Before I became a classroom teacher in 1986, I had already been in real estate for 3 years. And when I came online, I thought, boy, there's a lot of things from teaching, but there's probably even more from real estate that I can then incorporate into what I do. And my audience that wasn't in real estate, doesn't have a background in that area, don't have any connections, they will benefit from seeing something new. Now, this isn't quite a disruptor, but it's taking ideas from a niche other than our own. So what areas are you involved in? What I'm doing that's new in 2021 for me, is I'm writing for television. And this was something I had wanted to do since I was, well, I guess college age. When I was at UCLA, I actually knew people there who were writing for television and for film and had success with it. I wanted to do that, but I wasn't very disciplined or organized back then with it. I gave up very easily. I didn't put in the time. I didn't put in my 10,000 hours to become excellent with writing of any kind, let alone scripts. But now in 2021, I've decided to do that. And it's so much fun. There's something that we do with television writing and films. It's called beat sheets, B-E-A-T. And a beat is a storytelling moment. And everything that you see on the small screen or the big screen or wherever you're watching can be broken down into the story beats. Well, now I'm using those beats to help people to create information products. It turns out you can break down an information product in a very similar way to how you would break down, just say, a 30-minute situation comedy. When you watch television, and we all have some show that we like to watch, when you watch, look at the pattern, look at the flow, look at how it moves from the beginning to the end. So look back at what you had experience in before you became an online entrepreneur and a marketer and perhaps an author and a product creator. What did you do? What might you still be doing that you could take from that industry and share with your present audience? And more than likely, those are people that will be very excited by what you share because they have not been exposed to it in the past. So that's what I have on my list about that. And I also want to talk about compartmentalizing, something that I first heard about probably 5 years ago, I'm going to say, if I had to guess. And it was a negative term. Life. And not miss a beat, to be able to continue moving forward. And the people that were telling me about it, they said, it's so horrible what had happened in his personal life, and he acts like nothing is wrong. And I agreed initially, and then I thought about it when I wasn't with the people I knew at the time, and I thought, you know, that man did that for, you know, self-preservation, so he could continue with his life. At that point, I hadn't had anything so horrible happen in my life, but over time we do. And right now, we are going through a situation that is really very sad on many levels. And I hear people talk about the pandemic being unprecedented. That's not true at all. There was a pandemic 100 years ago, just over 100 years ago, and they called it the Spanish flu because it was Spain that first admitted to having it in the country. And actually, it started in the Midwest of the United States. Very interesting. And I'm not going to talk about the history of pandemics or anything, but right now, our day-to-day life is disrupted. This morning, I had a medical appointment. I showed up on time. I was prepared to have them send me a text message when it was okay to come inside. I didn't receive the text message, and I didn't think much about it. But when I got out, I saw that the office was closed. They had one person there who was greeting people, and he had a mask and gloves and a shield also. And he said that too many people were sick in the doctor's office, and they weren't going to be open today. And for me, I was just having, it was going to be just a very quick checkup and some blood work done. And so I said, okay, you know, thank you. I'm sorry. I hope everybody is doing, you know, better by tomorrow. And I left, but there were other people that really needed to see a doctor. So they were advised to go to the hospital, to the emergency room, or maybe to an urgent care if they were staffed today and would be open. So I went from there to the Trader Joe's market. I love Trader Joe's. And when I went to Trader Joe's, I was looking for some cashews that are 50% salt. So I like roasted cashews. I like salted cashews, but I don't want to take in so much salt. So I've always been buying for many years. I've been buying the 50% salt, and I don't taste the difference. I'm used to less salt. And sometimes I buy raw and mix them in. Or salt-free roasted and mix them in so I have even less salt. But when they weren't there and I asked, at the counter, I said, you know, are you going to get those? And the man, it was very sad the way he spoke to me. He said, they're probably on a ship out at sea, and the people that bring us our supplies are probably sick. We haven't had a delivery in over a week, and we don't know when to expect another delivery. We don't know. If there's something here that you really want and you're able to, I would recommend buying it today. And so I thanked him, and I did go and purchase a couple of items that were non-perishable things in jars and bags that I wanted to have, you know, with that idea. And I haven't had these feelings or these thoughts since March, April, May, June of 2020, where all of a sudden the big disruptor is that the supply chain has, you know, kind of broken a little bit, and we don't get things when we need them. So that's why having the business online, it's such a gift from God, and that's how I describe it. So if you say God or the universe, this is a gift to be able to earn an amazing living. So I now make just about 20 times as much as I used to make teaching in the classroom and doing real estate. And that continues to amaze me, and it's truly a blessing. So if you haven't got up and running with your online business, I'm going to encourage you to do so, because no matter what happens, for me, I've had illness and injury. I'm a four-time cancer survivor, and also I had a serious injury where I fell while I was teaching and had to have knee surgery and shoulder surgery within a few months of each other. And that disrupted my life and my income quite a bit. And when I came online, I never thought that it would be anything else other than illness or injury. And it turns out there are all kinds of situations, the pandemic, the recession, the 2008 recession that actually started in 2007 and didn't finish until late in 2009. These are all excellent reasons to have the business online. So you can reach out to me. Go to ConnieReaganGreen.com. Connie is C-O-N-N-I-E, Reagan, R-A-G-E-N, Green, G-R-E-E-N.com. You can connect with me there or connect with me on Twitter. I'm Connie Green on Twitter. I would love to connect with you. And also take a look at HabitsChallenge.com. That's completely free of charge. It's complimentary. I would love to connect with you. I'd love to have a conversation with you about your online business. Where are you right now? Everyone is somewhere. Even if you haven't thought of having an online business, you probably still have some social media profiles. You might even have a website of some type or a blog. And that's a starting point. Even a profile on Facebook, that's a starting point for an online business. And I would love to help you grow it to whatever extent and degree would be comfortable for you. And in the beginning, it's something you do part-time. I did it part-time during that final year of teaching where I had decided I would give notice at the school district and work through June 30th of 2006. That's exactly what I did. I would not leave a classroom mid-year. And during that time, I worked part-time, and basically I was learning, and also I was doing some very simple blog posts. Very, very simple, because I wasn't used to writing at that point. So let's see where you are. Let's see where you want to grow, what your goal is, and let's see how I could help you move from where you are right now to closer to where you want to be. You can also look at my other blogs. I'm at HugeProfitsTinyList.com and at MondayMorningMellow.com, where I tell stories, I share life experiences, but it's not about business like ConnieReaganGreen.com and HugeProfitsTinyList.com are. Also, if you want to see what I look like, go over to my YouTube channel. I'm Connie Reagan Green. That's my YouTube channel. And if you Google for me, Google owns YouTube. So if you Google or go to YouTube and put in my name, it'll come up for you. And let's see how you and I can work together in some capacity, or you may just want to join my list and just kind of lurk for a while. That's what we call it. There's nothing wrong with that at all. You get on someone's list, you see what kind of emails they're sending, and at some point you reply. For me, don't reply to my email. In all of my emails, I tell you my personal email address so you can write directly to me. Or maybe you pick up something free that I'm sharing, or you make a purchase of something and come into this world of online marketing and entrepreneurship and authorship, because I'm going to persuade you ever so gently to write a book. I never thought I would be able to achieve that goal, and now I just published my 25th book. You can see all my books at ConnieReaganGreenBooks.com. And this is something that I'm the most proud of in my day-to-day life with family and friends and connections. And I do a lot of service work in my community. I'm part of Rotary and several other groups. And with them, it's the books. It's the authorship that they are most interested in. So this is something that you can get started with as well. For me, it started with my very, very simplistic blog post back in 2005, 2006, when I was preparing to leave teaching. I resigned in June 30th of 2006, and also I left my real estate business behind. I was an appraiser, a residential appraiser, and I didn't renew the license when it came due a couple years later. I'm still a broker in the state of California, a real estate broker, so I maintain that for personal reasons and benefits. But I came online, and I had to start writing every day, and I wrote my simple little blog post and my emails to my list as it slowly grew. And these were ways that I was able to grow a seven-figure business. You can do the same thing, or you might want to do it just on a real small level initially, see how it goes, see how it feels, see who you connect with, and then you'll set your sights on a year from now, getting more serious about it and growing the business. I work with people all the time who never had any intention of resigning from their job, leaving early, you know, not making it to retirement with whatever job or business they were involved in. And the next thing you know, 3 months, 6 months, a year pass, and something happens. They change, the company changes, and there are situations. And then they tell me, you know, I think I am going to replace my income with things I'm doing online, and I am going to leave my. So that's a personal choice, and something that you can think about over time. So again, I'm Connie Reagan Green. I would love nothing more than to connect with you and to help you get going with your own Prestabilius, your outstanding, your extraordinary online business. And let's see what happens. You just never know. And the future is up to you. You decide, and I can help you make it happen. This is Connie Reagan Green with Prestabilius, Excellence in Marketing. This is the beginning of the third year of doing this particular podcast.